Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with his Spirit and his love. Let him fill your life and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and his Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to his name. Oh, give him all your tears and sadness. Give him all your years of pain. And you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your lambs. Jesus, come and fill your lambs.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to those who attend regularly, and welcome especially to our visitors. We are so glad that you are here and will make this your home. This is God's place, and we are so glad that you are here. If you are visiting, if you will raise your hand. Barbara, if she hasn't already, her and her team have gifts for you. And so go ahead and raise your hand, and Barbara will bring a gift around. And so that we get to know everybody, if you will, there's red books, burgundy books at the end of the pews. And if you will sign them, pass them down, read the names that are in your pew, and then greet those people, especially if you don't know them, sometime during the day. Be sure to read the announcements that are in your bulletin. There is the office will be closed tomorrow due to Martin Luther King Day, and there will be a potluck next week, so bring your food to share. Oh, it's not a potluck. It's the Women in Mission Spaghetti Dinner Fundraiser. I'm sorry. Thank you for pointing that out. So you don't have to cook for some of you. Some of the women have to cook. And maybe men, some of the men will help them. I don't know. But anyway, be sure to look at all of your bulletin announcements. Is there anything that I... Oh, and your blue prayer concern slips. They are a little larger now, so Pastor Judy can read them. She's
getting any younger,
like the rest of us. So be sure to fill those out, and an usher will come around during the first hymn and collect those prayer concerns and prayers of joy that we can pray together. Okay, any other announcements that I've forgotten?
No.
Okay.
I want to say something.
Okay.
I have my shoes on. I can't count that far. The last Tuesday of the month is the sewing group.
Yeah, they're having a, it's a sew-all, making handicrafts and things like that. So Susan was going to go and announce it, but she's not here, so I
So if you like to sew and you like to kibitz with the friends, come on that day, and there's some do-gooder projects that they're going to do together. That much I know. Okay. All right. We're about to worship God. Now, you attend a football game. You attend a scout meeting. You attend all kinds of different things. But you don't attend worship. You attend those other things and you watch what's going on. You may or may not be a participant. You might come away with some information, but worship is different. In worship, we connect with each other. The horizontal aspect of worship, and we connect with God. And what we do collectively is join our hearts to give something to God. Because, oh my goodness, can you even think for 30 seconds about all that God has given you? So, while Esther is starting us off with the prelude, would you kind of figure out a way to kind of connect with your heart with the persons in front of you, behind you, next to you, wherever, in this sanctuary right now, so that we are one in the Spirit as we worship God. So Esther, help us get ready to worship.
Thank you.
Please stand as we sing together, Shall We Gather at the River, page 723.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angel feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river of the river, washing up its silver spray. We will walk and worship ever all the happy golden day. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne. Ere we reach the shining river, lay we every burden down. Grace our spirits will deliver and provide our robe and crown. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river. By the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
We'll continue with the opening words found in your bulletin. We've come to worship God, who loved us before we were yet born, who knows us even better than we know ourselves, whose presence never leaves us, and whose love for us never ceases. This is our God. Let us worship together.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing book to 2253. We'll sing Water, River, Spirit, Grace through twice.
Continue with the prayer of confession based on 1 Samuel 3. Please read the bold face. Lord, you call.
Lord,
but we do not always recognize your voice. Sometimes we don't listen carefully. Sometimes we're caught off guard. Lord, you call, but we haven't always taught ourselves to hear you. Sometimes we stand in the way, allowing our voice to ring out over yours. Lord, you call, but we don't always believe our ears. Sometimes we believe we know better. Sometimes we think you can't possibly be calling us, or her, or him. Forgive us, Lord, our unpracticed listening, our closed ears. Help us to hear. Amen.
Of all the astounding works of God, this may be the most wonderful. God is gracious and merciful to us. What is this? Good news of the very best kind. We are forgiven. We give thanks to our God with all our hearts. Amen. And now, Miss Charlotte, will you come for children's time? Come on, all you munchkins, up here on the front row. All you older munchkins, too. I didn't say old munchkins.
you can learn how to forgive that person. A bad grade in school can teach you to study harder, and next time maybe do better. And of course, if you lost a ball game, it would tell you you need to probably practice a little more. So bad experiences in life help us become better people. Become more like Jesus. So let's say our prayer, and then I have a snack for you, okay? Y'all, we'll say it after me. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us lessons to make us stronger.
Help
us become more polished.
Help us to become more polished.
And more Christ-like.
And more Christ-like.
In your name we pray. Amen.
In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. Yeah, you have your choice. You can put this together. You can pick your thing. I think it's nice.
Please turn in your Faith We Sing book to page 2248, Baptized in Water. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, cleansed by the blood of Christ our King, heirs of salvation, trusting His promise, faithfully now God's praises we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, dead in the tomb with Christ our King, one with His rising, freed and forgiven, thankfully now God's praises we sing. Baptized in water, sealed by the Spirit, marked with the sign of Christ our King. Born of one Father, we are His children, joyfully now God's praises we sing.
here and throughout the world. We thank you for all that you have done for us. All this we pray in your holy name. Amen. Continue in the back of your hymnal, page 881, the affirmation of faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated.
Well, I have a celebration this morning, and that is down here on the front. Deborah and Elora and Kieran are here. Kieran and Elora, can you stand up and show everybody who you are? They can't see your little heads down below the pew. This is called taking pastoral privilege. There's Elora. And then the other is Kieran. Say hi, y'all. Thank you. Okay. We have a prayer request from Michelle and Ron Wilson. And they are sharing that, is it yours, Michelle, or Ron's uncle? Ron's uncle, who is a World War II veteran. His name is Norman Wilson. He is in hospice care in Detroit Lakes, Michigan. So for Norman, we want to pray, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And when I hear of someone in hospice care, my prayer always is that God's angels are around that person and that that person just deeply experiences the presence of God as they walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And we call death a shadow because it does not have the last word. Amen? Amen. Amen. Okay. Also, Chuck would like for us to celebrate Lynn Skinner's progress in renewed health. Lynn is bebopping around town and doing good things. So we are going to just say, praise the Lord for Lynn's health. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And Chuck also shares that Rebecca Sheehan is in Waco, Texas, in the hospital due to failure of a donated kidney. So this is a difficult time for a lot of people in Rebecca's circle. So for Rebecca's healing, for the doctors and all of those who work on Rebecca, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. I also want to share with you this morning that when I was at Tulane University in New Orleans, I was a campus minister, and I got extremely close, of course, to my students. And one young man is an officer in the Air Force, and he texted me in the middle of the night before last, asking that we as a church pray for peace as we've never prayed before. Now, he didn't tell me anything, but I know he knows stuff. And so we must pray for peace. Pray for peace the world over. Pray for peace in the hearts of all the world leaders. Pray for wisdom and discernment as they make decisions in the times ahead of us all. And we're told in the scripture that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, and we're going to claim that as a church. The prayer of those who seek to do God's will and live God's way, God listens to. So we have a request before us to pray for peace. So let us go now to God in prayer. Oh, wow, God, it's huge that we are asked to pray for peace when we can sit here and think of all of the issues and complications and people and craziness in the entire world. But Lord, we know that you are more powerful than all of that. You made the universe. You can do anything. And we're taught that all things are possible with you. So this morning, as a church body who has been asked to pray for peace, we seek you, begging you for peace on this planet, for all people, no matter who they are or where they are. Lord, in your mercy, bring us peace. Help us to be a peaceful people right here in our own community. Help us to be those who start a tsunami of peace that just sweeps over all around us and keeps moving beyond us. Lord, we already praise you for the ways that you are going to answer this prayer. And we thank you that you are able to do more than we can think or comprehend, as you promised us in the book of Ephesians. And now, God, as we continue to worship you, we just want you to know that we love you. We thank you for the way that your presence is in the lives of these who gather around us this morning. And may we be a strength and a comfort for each other. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Sobering words. And yet, the scripture reading today is in Matthew chapter 3. The page number is in your bulletin. Beginning with verse 13, Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan River to be baptized by him. And John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, For it is proper for in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Now, I don't know about you, but the first time I read that, I thought, what is he talking about? To fulfill all righteousness. Well, you hang on to that thought because we're going to get to it in just a minute. Then John consented. He just heard Jesus say, it's proper to do this. So John consented. So already we're seeing exemplified the act of obedience, even when you don't understand. Okay? That probably has happened to us a few times in our lives. You ever remember mama or daddy telling you to do something and you did not understand why? And what did we do? We said, why? Sometimes you got reply, because I said so. Well, John did it because Jesus said it. Verse 16, and when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, this is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. What's one of the words that we use to refer to God?
Yahweh.
Yeah, that's fancy. Real down to earth. What do we call God?
Father.
Our Father. Okay. So we have some kind of parent-child relationship with God. And right here, God is saying about Jesus that God has a parent-child relationship with Jesus. So we have the same kind of relationship with Jesus as God, with God as Jesus did. Now that's pretty big. That means we have the same kind of access to God that Jesus did. It means that we can hear today these same words said to us because we are baptized followers of Jesus. So hear those words again, but with your name there, as God says, you are my beloved daughter or son, and I am well pleased with you. Doesn't that make you sit up a little bit taller in the pew? That God's well pleased with you? Is that our usual assumption? No. A lot of times we kind of go around just waiting for the lightning bolt to hit, right? Because that's a message in the culture, that God is that kind of vindictive, mean, lightning bolt throwing God. And that's the message that evil wants us to believe in, because that message makes us be defeated and powerless, right? And assuming the worst and kind of cowering and not walking in our full stand tall and strong in the presence of the world. But you are my beloved, and I'm well pleased with you, are words that God wants you to hear this morning. As those who obeyed, just like Jesus did, and were baptized, just like Jesus was, and you have the same relationship with God that Jesus has. Well, wow. What a thing to hear that kind of statement from a parent. You're mine. I love you. I'm very pleased with you. Oh my. There's a scripture that talks about how wonderful something is. And it, I don't know, it's not really very, oh, what's the word, attractive in our culture, but it was meant to be in the ancient culture because it said that something was as soothing as oil being poured on Aaron's head and coming through his beard. Well, let me tell you what that means. When, in those cultures, people put oil in their hair because it makes it so, it's soothing to the dry skin, number one, but number two, it makes it impossible for lice to grab hold. Now, if you've ever had lice, I'm told that it's really itchy. And so the soothing quality of that abundance of oil being poured on Aaron's head was because it was soothing to the dry, itchy skin. It made it impossible for him to get infected by lice. And y'all, that's an important little piece of knowing about what it was like in that ancient world, because it was a desert climate and they didn't get to take a shower every morning and wash their hair. These words of approval from God are like just having that oil poured in everything about the skin, feeling soothed and comforted and no longer itchy or annoying or irritating. So the first take home from this sermon today is go tell your kids that they are your cherished beloved and that you're proud of them. Even if they've had some difficulties, you can find something good to praise them for. All of us stand tall and feel better whenever we receive praises. So the first take home is leave this place today being the one who praises those that you love around you. And I wonder if hearing those amazing words from his Heavenly Father was what allowed Jesus to overcome the temptations in the wilderness, because that story comes immediately following Jesus' baptism, publicly proclaiming that Jesus was proudly connected to God in an unbreakable way because he had been marked by the waters of baptism as belonging to God, and that his parent was pleased with him gave Jesus such a boost that when the tempter came to him, tempting him to disobey God's plan for his life, Jesus was able to overcome because he could claim whose he was, and he could claim those words that God is pleased with me and that I am God's beloved. Take that with you this morning. That's another level. You could read this for a simple history lesson. Yeah, Jesus was baptized in the Jordan by John and go on. But you can take it and apply it to your life that you are a baptized one and you are beloved by God and God is well pleased with you. That's the other level that you take home with you this morning. I think it's a good application to hear that affirmations strengthen and empower our own kids just as affirmations strengthen and empower us. Let's stop here a minute and think about the implications of Jesus' baptism for our own lives, to move beyond that historical event and think about what it means for us. The first thing is, in our belief about baptism, is it means that we've been marked with those waters that say we belong to God. Everybody else has to keep their hands off. We belong to God. Think about that. You belong to God. And it's the kind of relationship, unlike human relationships, God's not going to turn his back on us and say, I'm not talking to you anymore. It's that everlasting, connected, no matter what, you belong to God. The second one aspect of Jesus' baptism that we are promised in Acts is repent and be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So God pours into us with those waters of baptism, God's own Spirit living and dwelling in us, seeking to help us in all aspects of our lives. Help us to overcome when times get tough. Help us to overcome temptations when they come before us. God trusts us with God's own holy, 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 holy Spirit to live inside of us. So any kind of argument that we might have with God that I'm not good enough, I'm bad, I'm this awful person, just as well not even say it, because already God has trusted you loved you, filled you with God's own Spirit. And the third aspect of Jesus' baptism that we can take and apply to our own lives is we can face down whatever it is that seeks to defeat us. Whatever it is that seeks to defeat us. Living is tough. There's just stuff in our days that just make us crumble sometimes. And this promise, this empowerment from God, says that nothing can defeat us. For one reason, we already totally 100% belong to God. So anything else that would diminish us is a lie. And we can look it in the face and tell it to be gone. The experience of hearing that affirmation from God propelled Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days, we're told. God had just told him whose he was. Now it was time for Jesus to know who he was. Through the challenges of the desert and having to say an emphatic no to that which would tempt him to be deterred from what God's plan was in his life. I think with Charlotte's children's sermon this morning that Jesus was the rough rock that needed to go into that desert to experience all of those challenges, to know solidly through his core who he was and what he was to do so that he could take that long climb to Calvary's Hill. His desert experience so clarified who he was that immediately on returning from the desert, he just started going down the road and say, Matthew, I want you. Mark, I want you. Luke, Peter, Andrew, James, John, and so forth. And he started collecting those disciples that he wanted to tell about his desert experience too. Don't you know their minds were blown when Jesus started describing what all had just happened to him? But it was such a wonderful sharing that it made those disciples want to be with Jesus. The disciples never managed to figure out for long just who this was that was leading them, despite a fair number of aha moments that they did get. They never really got it right until he was gone. And there will be times when Jesus gets so frustrated and tired and worn out that he has to go off alone to pray. But he keeps company with those who are his chosen. The disciples do share in that journey with Jesus, and boy, do they get to hear his stories. Years later, they remembered those stories and processed them, and we got what you and I know of as church. You see, Christianity was meant to be a shared experience. These ahas that the disciples got from the stories that Jesus told are the stories for sharing, even when they're difficult to adequately describe. The power of God's presence breaking into our everyday life is a story that will build you up as well as build up those who hear it. In my Sunday school class this morning, we heard a story of God's breaking into one of the members' lives, and it built us all up as we heard the wonder and the awe of God having interceded so beautifully in someone's lives. And the Bible's a book of stories of the experiences of all kinds of different people, of their experiences with God. And those got written down and shared from person to person, and they've come down through time to build us up and to build our faith. Notice that immediately after the voice proclaims that Jesus is God's son, Jesus is thrust into the wilderness. That link suggests that whatever belonging to God means, it includes obedience to God. And that's what Jesus did. It also means that the baptized and through baptism and obeying, we have the tools to overcoming the evil that looks us in the face. Matthew uses the word righteous 7 times to mean the act of human obedience to a divine command. So when he said it was because of righteousness that he needed to be baptized by John, it's because God had said, Jesus, go down there to the Jordan and let John baptize you. And so at the very beginning here, our example is of Jesus obeying God. Matthew makes God's pleasure specific. It was in the divine Son's obedience, in being baptized, that Jesus fulfills all righteousness. Well, this morning we've looked at the epiphany moment for Jesus when he was baptized, when he got that great aha of hearing God's approval and blessing of who he was. We learned that it marked baptized followers of Christ, that as marked baptized followers of Christ, we too are beloved of God, filled with the Holy Spirit, and empowered to defeat the tempter. And we've learned that to be marked with the waters of baptism is belonging to God, means obedience comes with belonging, just as it did for Jesus. We don't much like that O word, obedience. You may be wiggling with discomfort, wanting to go back to the sentimentality of Christmas to sing the little drummer boy, but we're not in kindergarten anymore. This is the real university of life. So there's homework. And the homework is that O word, obeying. So you see, obeying is part of how we are transformed and become more and more perfected in this lifetime. We cannot be satisfied with life the way it has been, or for that matter, the way others do life. Hear again these treasured words from God's own heart. You are mine, my beloved. I am pleased with you. What a difference that makes in how we leave this place. Now to the work. In the name of Jesus, who shows us the way. Amen. Will you turn to page 572? We're going to sing Pass It On. And that's what Jesus did with his experiences, what the disciples did with their experiences, and what the experiences in the Bible tell us. So now we pass it on. Please stand as we sing together.
It only takes a spark to get a fire going. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you spread his love to everyone. You want to pass it on. What a wondrous time of spring when all the trees are budding. The birds begin to sing, the flowers start their blooming. That's how it is with God's love. Once you've experienced it, you want to sing. It's fresh like spring. You want to pass it on. I wish for you, my friend, this happiness that I found. You can depend on him. It matters not where you're bound. I'll shout it from the mountaintop. I want my world to know the Lord of love has come to me. I want to pass it on.
Go now in peace. Go now in peace. May the love of God enfold you everywhere, everywhere you go. Let's sing.
Go now in peace, go now in peace. May the love of God so
add a little spice to it this morning. She hide him?
Got him.